Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Well, many of you will have heard by now, Ryan Tubridy is stepping down from his role as presenter of The Late Late Show. In a statement this morning, he thanked the viewers and his team, saying he is profoundly grateful for his time at the helm. In a moment, we're going to speak to Hugh Linehan, arts and culture editor with the Irish Times, about what all of this means for the TV landscape in this country. But first, Adam King and his dad, David, are joining us from Cork. And Adam, you remember, of course, Adam stopped us all in our tracks on the Toy Show in 2020. And we're going to hear about that moment. I think many of you will already remember that moment when Adam met his favourite hospital porter from Temple Street Children's Hospital live on the Toy Show.
What's his name, like?
Amazing porter guy you mentioned. The man said that lovely porter who was helping you out. John Doyle?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, he seems really nice. He's like your Willy Wonka, I think, is he? Just one of those nice people in life. When was the last time you saw him?
The last time I saw him was when I was at Temple Street and I had the Hulk with me.
Would you like to meet him tonight?
Yeah.
Would you like me to bring him out from the sky for you?
Yeah.
What would you like to say to him?
I would like to say hello.
Hey, everybody. Let's get John out here. Flash up your hug so you can give him a virtual hug, because you can't hug him right now because of the thing. Good boy. Because the last time you met, you could have hugged him. So flash up the hug. It's a virtual hug. Oh, good hug.
What a beautiful moment that was, Adam. You won us all over on that night and your virtual hugs went right around the world. What did you think when you heard that Ryan Tubridy won't be presenter of The Late Late Show anymore?
I was very surprised.
Yeah, I think we all were, to be honest. I'm not sure any of us saw it coming. But it was a big night for you, wasn't it? It sort of changed. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it didn't change your life. Did it change your life?
Yeah.
How? What changed in your life?
Because then everyone like kind of knew who I was.
Yeah, they certainly did. And they wanted to know you and they wanted to spread the joy and the love, I think, that you have around the world and your hugs and knew about your hugs. Your dad is there as well, is he, Adam? David?
I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, David, how are you? And what was your reaction when you heard Ryan Tubridy was stepping down?
I have to say, same as Adam, surprised, but ultimately, you know, I'm sure many people around Ireland and the world are feeling this today, like a huge amount of sadness in one part, but also a huge appreciation for what we've had in having Ryan Tubridy at the helm of The Late Late Show for so many years. And just reflecting on it today, I mean, you know, when I knew we were going to be coming on talking to you, myself and Adam and his siblings and his mammy, we were asking each other, like, what would we say about Ryan? And between every single one of us, the number one word that kept getting repeated was that he was really, really kind.
Okay.
And that's the Ryan we've got to know. And obviously, you know, there's the Ryan that everyone sees on telly, the front-facing Ryan that we all see and that people see that Adam has met on the Late Late Show. But there's also the Ryan that I'm guessing people mightn't see so readily on the TV, that he's unbelievably kind in those moments as well. And he struck up a real wonderful friendship with Adam that we're very grateful for. And I mean, I even recall like times when Adam broke his leg a few years ago, one of the first people to ring him was Ryan, and they had a great chat and it really made Adam feel better, didn't it, Ed?
Yeah.
And that is so important, isn't it? Those little things, or they seem like little things, but they're actually really big things sometimes, Adam, can't they be? A phone call or a text or a message from somebody, or a hug indeed from somebody. You've written a book with your dad, haven't you, since appearing on the show?
Yeah, it's called Sir Adam the Brave and the Moosey Monsters.
Well, it sounds fantastic. I must get my hands on a copy of that. You've also received a letter from President Joe Biden, and he's going to be coming to visit Ireland soon. You never know, you might get to meet him.
Would you like to meet Joe Biden, Adam?
Yeah.
And you'll have a hug ready for him, I'm sure.
Absolutely. What do you think, Adam? If Joe Biden calls, what would you like to say to him? Would you like to say thanks to him for the letter that he gave you?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, thank you both so much for joining us with your memories of appearing on The Late Late Show with Ryan Tuberty, and I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, no doubt. That's Adam King and his dad, David.
I like Adam. He's a clever political operator. He's waiting there to see what can I get from Joe Biden before I actually give him a hug. Let's get some analysis now from Irish Times arts and culture editor Hugh Linehan. Some mollycoddle us, Hugh, now. Give us some no-holds-barred analysis here. What are your thoughts on the announcement today?
Well, like Adam and David, I'm also a bit surprised, actually. And I think that's a good sign, and that's a tribute to Ryan Tuberty. That's the way you want to go, isn't it? You want to leave them sweating, as opposed to having, you know, a bit of, you know, people starting to mumble about maybe it's time for him. There was none of that around.
No.
So I think, you know, fair play to Ryan on that, because, you know, a lot of people in those kind of jobs have to be dragged out of the office by their fingernails, you know, and it's a good look. To do it in this way, to time the manner of your passing in the way that
and a difficult thing to do as well in the media. Come here to me. What do you think his legacy is as Late Late host?
I think he probably put it on a slightly more even keel. Poor old Pat Kenny had to cope with following Gay Byrne, and really, you know, the Late Late Show as we know it. I mean, we know
first
the original format was
Pat Kenny described as poor.
Well, I did feel sorry for him on the Late Late Show. You know, I don't think it was his natural métier. And while the original format was lifted from America, and no harm in that, it was a very Gay Byrne-shaped show. Mm. And Pat, who is a very different kind of a broadcaster, had to step into it. And he always suffered by comparison, I think. And I think he, you know, when he made his decision to move on, I think many people felt it was the right thing. It's a very, very tough gig. And in answer to your question of how Ryan did it, he certainly did it better than Pat, but I don't think he was as good as the original.
Yeah. The media landscape, though, has changed a lot, hasn't it?
The media landscape is utterly transformed. And it does beg the question of, you know, who takes over now. I was thinking about this. I think, you know, the Late Late Show is a bit like Ireland's equivalent of the monarchy, isn't it? We've only had three of them over the last 60 years in terms of presenters. You know, is it time for a Republican revolution, maybe? You know, I mean, I know, I understand.
What would that look like? Republican revolution look like?
I suppose a Republican revolution would say you wouldn't have a show like the Late Late Show anymore.
No, what I want to know here is, Hugh, which ones in the monarchy are we like here in terms of the... Go on, put names to faces
well,
here.
Well, I suppose Gay was our queen. So that makes Pat our Charles.
You better stop there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can work the rest of it out yourself, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Is it time for a revolution on the Late Late Show itself? Because one of the big things about it is it's the longest running chat show in the world. And yet I see, you know, in the commentary and social media and stuff today, some people saying is it time to get rid of it altogether?
Well, you know, it's the longest running chat show in the world, but it sometimes feels like the longest chat show in the world. And it's certainly by comparison with the kinds of stuff that it's competing with at the moment. The Graham Norton show is the obvious one. Now, it's always very unfair to compare it to the BBC with their vast resources and their access to a never-ending stream of A-list celebrities. You know, the Late Late Show is never going to be able to do that. But, you know, Graham Norton does it in a tight 60 minutes. Now, the Late Late Show is not only much longer, but it's got a much larger brief. And that's always been the challenge, I think, again, in the post-Gay Byrne era. How can you one minute sit there and talk to somebody about some unspeakable tragedy in their life and the next minute be sitting around, you know, doing the bounce with a couple of comedians or somebody of that sort? It's a very, very particular skill at the best of times. And it's also not a format that people are familiar with anymore.
Yeah, but is that not the what makes it the Late Late Show, that it has that breadth of, you know, as you say, these very emotional, personal items, and then you can have music, and then you can have comedians, and then you can have whatever else, you know, and you're bouncing from topic and mood. Is that what it's all about?
It is, and traditionally that's what it's all about. But sometimes you've got to ask the question: does that work anymore? And I know the numbers don't lie. And the numbers are going down. Now, the numbers are going down for everybody, and you could say to me the numbers are going down for newspapers, and that's also true. So the media is changing, and it's changing very fast. Netflix is changing our lives. The internet has changed our lives. So you do need some form of reinvention at this point, I think. It is a remarkable achievement. You could say that RTE have kept it going for so long, but yeah, you could say maybe they've kept it going too long.
Oh, my goodness. Controversial, Hugh. What are your thoughts on potential replacement hosts?
Well, I see the names being bandied around. Brendan O'Connor is being mentioned prominently in dispatches. Claire Byrne is being mentioned in dispatches. I think it really depends, in some extent, what way the show goes. If they do decide to change it a little, you know, maybe you go in a more light entertainment direction with a Jennifer Zamparelli or somebody of that sort.
Okay.
I think it would be great if there was a woman. You know,
okay.
It has been built around a very American notion of the chat show, which is very male. It would be good to move on from that.
Well, let's see which direction they go. Thank you for joining us with your thoughts. That's Hugh Linehan. I really appreciate it.